This week, two window washers were left dangling from the 68th floor of One World Trade Center. Their scaffold malfunctioned. Investigators are still looking into what exactly went wrong, and it got WNYC's Stephen Nesson thinking. In a world with drones and self-driving cars, is window washing by hand still the best option?
When window washers Juan Lopez and Juan Lizama started their day at 7:30 Wednesday morning, everything seemed fine. They inspected their scaffold and lowered themselves to the 46th floor. But around 12:30, something went wrong. One of their four ropes caught slack, causing the rig to lift to a nearly 90-degree angle. Lopez panicked. He had only one thought.
Survival, first instinct, emergency stop. That didn't work. I just grab on, hold on, and hope he wasn't going to fall over.
A firefighter with a diamond saw cut through three layers of glass on the newly opened One World Trade Center. It took 2 hours.
Why risk someone hanging off the side of a building when a machine can do it?
Carrie Francois is with SkyPro, a company that makes robotic window cleaners. A video on SkyPro's website shows the 12-foot-long Roomba-like device slowly scaling a building. Francois says, unlike humans, robots don't need time for tying off, prepping their gear, and taking breaks.
Machine is just consistent. There's no stopping with the machine.
SkyPro has sold 100 robots worldwide. But despite this week's harrowing incident, window cleaning isn't such a dangerous job. Statistics show nationwide only 2 window cleaners died on the job last year. Far more truck drivers were killed in the line of duty. But there's also the issue of quality. Israel Berger is the chairman of Videris, an architectural consulting agency, and he knows his facades.
The human arm and the human eye are still very competent in doing this work, and it's actually, by the way, quite efficient.
He says robots can't beat a window cleaned by hand with a fresh squeegee.
It may sound silly to describe these techniques in those terms, but it's truly so.
So it comes down to elbow grease. Berger says the best cleaners use an old-fashioned mix of Joy dish soap, hot water, and a dash of ammonia. While robots seem cool, he says windows with a special layer of UV that dissolves dirt and grime may be the ultimate solution. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.